Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Got so excited I jumped the gun there. I was we're about to tell you there were five, and then the big bad announcer man was like, wait a minute. I've got the voice of God here. Let me tell you how many games that we have. That is five of them coming up on Christmas Day. Peter Burns, Drew Carter here. Final hour of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. A little breaking news before we talk about the games today. Woj, a little bit of a bomb dropped earlier today. Los Angeles Lakers star Anthony Davis has had subsiding of pain in his right foot. Of course, that stress injury that he's had, expected to reevaluate and possibly resuming play after another 7 to 10 days of rest. That, according to Woj, just a couple of hours ago. Lakers taking on Luka and the Mavericks at 2:30 p.m. over on Christmas Day. I've got a firm and fast rule right now. Is there's banned topics when I host shows. Okay, Drew? Mm-hmm. I don't talk about Jordan versus LeBron. That's always been a banned topic. I refuse to do it. Uh-huh. Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, don't do it. Mount Rushmore's, don't do it. And a new banned topic here, anytime I'm hosting ESPN Radio, I don't talk about the Los Angeles Lakers until they're above 500. I just don't do it. Just not fair. There's other teams. You can talk about the Nuggets. You can talk about any other squad, what the Bucks are doing, whether the Nets are actually for real, any of this. But unless you're 500 and you're the Lakers, you do not exist in my vocabulary.
So from this point forward, you will not say the L word for the rest of the show.
You can say it. You want to bring it up? You go ahead. Like, I think that's what's wrong with our industry so much, is that we were talking about these teams that don't have the substance. And this is a team that don't have the substance. And sooner or later, if we continue to just go to the well on all of the biggest teams with the biggest stars, we lose what makes the league that good, right? We lose what makes the Grizzlies and John Morant solid, even with Phoenix in the run that they've had over the last couple of years. I mean, Celtics and Giannis. I mean, I don't really think there's a person that deserves even more credit, as good as he is, than what Giannis has done with Milwaukee. Sure. And I feel like we get so star-studded and so drama-heavy that we forget to lose some of the great stories that keep the sports world rolling.
No doubt, but what I will say in response to that, PB, is that in today's sports media landscape, you can find great coverage of Nikola Jokic running the pick and roll and passing from the nail. And you can find a breakdown of Bradley Beal and why his $50 million contract is now an albatross for the Wizards and all that stuff. And you can find, hey, Kawhi Leonard's playing tonight. Believe it or not, he's still in the NBA.
In the league, yeah.
I know, right. It's unbelievable. But on big shows, on one particular four-letter network, you might see a lot of talk about the Lakers and the Knicks, yeah, because those teams move the needle, dude. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but they move the needle. They have the most fans and the most annoying fans, and they move the needle.
They do. And again, there are I struggle with it because it's like with anything. If you're going to talk, people say, oh, but we love college football. We love college football. Well, how much are you talking about Louisiana Tech? Or how much are you talking about the Raging Cajuns right now as they're playing Houston with 6 minutes to go in the Independence Bowl? That game is knotted up. Are you talking about Dana Holgerson's Houston Cougars? Probably not. But are we talking about Ryan Day on being on the hot seat because he's lost 2 years in a row to Jim Harbaugh? Probably, because it does move the needle. Mm-hmm. Not say it's right or wrong. It's just the way that it is in our industry. NBA doubleheader Sunday, we have Celtics and the Bucks getting a little bit of that love, followed by Grizzlies and Warriors. Coverage begins 4:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. All right. With that being said, if you could go, if I give you the private jet, the Woj bomb jet, and you can go to any one of those games coming up on Christmas Day, which one are you taking and why?
It ain't Lakers Mavs. That's for sure. Even though Woj says Anthony Davis could be back sooner than expected, which, if you follow Anthony Davis's career, sooner than expected is just basically playing at all the rest of the season. He's a guy who earned the nickname Street Clothes on Inside the NBA over on TNT. And with a foot injury for a big man, you don't expect him to be back very soon. Certainly love watching him play and certainly hope he's back soon, but it's not Lakers-Mavs. The one that jumps out is Bucks-Celtics, just because those might be the two best teams in the NBA. The one that I would want to watch the most, though, if I could go anywhere, would be Suns at Nuggets, provided I could fly into the Denver International Airport and not make eye contact with that creepy horse statue out in front. Apparently, weather in Denver right now is not optimal. But Suns at Nuggets because I want to see Nikola Jokic in person. The other night, Peter, he had 40, 27, and 10. Folks, 40 points, 27 rebounds, 10 assists. Only other guy ever to do that is Wilt Chamberlain, who I think did it like seven times because he's Wilt. I'd want to see Suns at Nuggets because that could also be a preview of the Western Conference Finals. Where are you going if you have a ticket?
I used to live five blocks away from the Pepsi Center, or what it was called. Now it's called Ball Arena. Be able to go see some of those Nuggets games back in the Ty Lawson, even held Carmelo Anthony was
Ty
there.
Ty Lawson.
LeBay back in the day, right? And so, and I love this Nuggets squad because I think it reminds me a lot of the Bucks, where you have a superstar that not a lot of people appreciate it. For me, the other superstar that has basically become the must-watch is Ja Morant. Because I know it's Steph being out, going over to the Warriors. We're talking about Steve Kerr saying, listen, you know, we're struggling right now, right? I mean, I get it. But there are very few athletes right here, right now, that I'm going to feel I've missed out if I don't ever get to watch them live at least once.
Sure.
And I think Ja's starting to get into that list, right? Like, I saw Joe Burrow play at LSU. It was as awesome as I thought it was going to be. I saw, I've seen Manning when he was over with the Broncos. That was fun as hell. Ja, up close and personal, it feels like it's different. And it feels like that's becoming a must-see ticket in the NBA.
Absolutely. And it's mostly because of his style of play. And the guy, I think, is exciting because he legitimately looks like he could break every bone in his body every time he jumps because he's up that high and he's contorting himself in ways that don't seem humanly possible. The Grizzlies and the Nuggets are both in the top four of the West right now. They're both having amazing seasons. I mean, for me, as a guy with zero athleticism, that guy for me is Nikola Jokic. Because Jokic is like Ja is incredible, and he is very skilled, obviously, but the athleticism is what wows you. With Jokic, the skill is what wows you. He is like your dude at the local Lifetime Fitness who's 50 years old and 50 pounds overweight, but he still gives you buckets because he's so skilled and so savvy. That's
is he
Jokic.
Buddy the Elf? Is he Buddy the Elf? Is that who he might be as far as, like, if we're casting Christmas sports characters, is he Buddy the Elf where it doesn't look like he's going to be one of the most dominant guys and yet he is?
Right, like Buddy the Elf on the snowball field, where he's just lighting kids up.
Yeah. Dominating it, and you're like, I guess maybe you would think that he would dominate because of Buddy the Elf's size, which, by the way, I mean, Buddy the Elf in a snowball fight, -7.5. Take the points. So seriously.
Suspend this man. Somebody suspend this guy for a year, at least a year, indefinitely. My Buddy the Elf, Zach Edey of Purdue. Outsize.
Okay.
Looks way bigger than his peers, but is effective. So, like, doesn't really fit in, kind of a misfit, right? Like, Buddy the Elf, obviously not an elf, doesn't really fit in New York City either. But when you get him in his element, Zach Edey, probably the front runner for National Player of the Year right now, and Buddy the Elf, as we've said, dominates in snowball fights. So I like Zach Edey as my Buddy the Elf.
Well, there it is, and you'll be able to see Buddy the Elf coming up as they start getting into Big Ten Conference play soon enough. This weekend preview brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you can save. We'll continue to cast the sports Christmas character list. I need Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Mm-hmm. What other characters? I need a Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Okay, the Grinch. That's a decent one. You can help us as well, too, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. We'll bring that up. Also, a little NFL weather, how it's going to force its hand for a lot of teams this weekend. Drew Carter, Peter Burns, this is Canteen Carlo on ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Looks cold. As Michael Irvin once tweeted, man, when we played that cold weather game, it was cold. I think it was something along those lines. Remember that tweet from Michael Irvin? Man, when we played the cold weather, we was cold. It looks cold in the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. Over on ESPN right now, hell of a ball game, actually. The Raging Cajuns, Billy Napier's former squad, Houston's driving right now with 2 minutes to go, tied at 16. There it is in the Independence Bowl. It looks awfully cold. Right there in Shreveport, Louisiana. This is Peter Burns and Drew Carter in for Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. We've been talking a lot about the Jets and the Jags game coming up on Thursday night. And finally, at the end of the season, we get some games with a little bit of a pizzazz around it. We were trying to figure out what was the future of Zach Wilson, which led to some great phone calls earlier today from Jets fans giving us what they really thought. Now, we got a longer one, or we have a shorter one. I want to play the longer one here real quick about how Jets fans were taking the loss last night.
Hey guys, you know, listen, I'm a grown man here on 3 hours of sleep, okay, driving in a typhoon right now trying to get to work, and I'm embarrassed. I really am. I'm embarrassed. This team was embarrassing last night. They were ill prepared. They were out coached. Zach was horrible. The entire organization should be ashamed of themselves. They really, really should.
Well, you know, what they tell you, Drew, in radio, you want to be succinct, right? You want to be quick and to the point. I think the second caller on 98.7 ESPN New York really kind of just personified that.
Zach Wilson sucks. He ruined Christmas. Christmas is done. Thank you, Zach. You suck.
Now, we've had some great guests today. Hall of Famer, or future Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas of the Cleveland Browns. We had Herm Edwards, the legend, talking about what it's like. I want to bring in a real Jets fan. The legendary Jacob the PA from Bristol up there right now. Jacob, welcome to the show. I think your name's Jacob, correct?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Got it. Nailed it. Okay, just making sure. Jacob, you are like, give me the resume here as a Jets fan. Like, what are we talking about?
I mean, I've been a Jets fan my whole life. I remember when they shut out Peyton Manning in the playoffs. I remember sitting through the rain to watch a Brett Favre start. I remember going absolutely nuts when the Jets traded up for Mark Sanchez.
that is, you know. if nothing else, that personifies Jets fans right there.
Okay, so how are we feeling? Like, I need to hear a voice that on the other side of this of how we truly feel with Zach Wilson, what transpired last night.
In a word, dejected. I can't do it anymore. I used to be a big Zach Wilson fan. Everyone in this room knows it. I had a picture on my phone of me and Wilson together, have a signed football of him, have a signed picture of Wilson and I in my bedroom at my parents' house. I want to throw all that stuff out now. I want to burn my Zach Wilson shirt.
Burn it, Jacob.
I can't do it anymore, guys. This was a playoff year. They were going to be in the playoffs and snap the longest playoff drought in the NFL. And this spoiled brat out of BYU has to ruin it?
I thought he was your friend.
No, he's not. He's my enemy. Anyone who ruins the Jets is my enemy. I'm done. I cannot support Zach Wilson anymore. Get him off the team next year. I don't care how you do it. I want someone else as the Jets starting quarterback next year. I'd even take Joe Namath over Zach Wilson at this point.
The Joe Namath in his prime or the Joe Namath who does infomercials now on the
show? Joe Namath right now.
He looks spry.
You know
who
he's bringing? Bring in Al Doro from the New York Titans. He'd do a better job than this joker.
Okay.
Let's get Y.A. Tittle under center.
If we can get that. Vinny Testaverde's not walking through that door any longer. Thank you, Jacob, the VA. I will say this. When it comes to angry phone callers or angry PAs talking about their favorite team, I do think the power rankings might be Jets 1, followed by, I don't even want to say Patriots 2.
Because
I think Red Sox. Like, Red Sox fans are upset right now because they don't feel like the front office is really, right, you know, going to the mattresses as far as, you know, a hot stove and who they're signing right now. I feel like power rankings, Eagles fans are pretty high out there when they're upset. And they haven't had a lot of reason to be upset this season so far with how well they're playing.
Right.
Jets fans, like, I still am impressed with the passion of Jets fans that they've been beaten down for so long, yet they still have it. Right? They still, like, I at least admire that.
There's something very admirable, yes, about a quarterback who basically everyone else in America had already written off in Zach Wilson, that he can still inspire that kind of emotion from Jets fans. Says a whole lot.
Yeah.
Says a whole lot about Jets fans. Now, I'll give you probably the least entertaining city for sports callers. That'd be Minneapolis, Minnesota, where if Zach Wilson played for the Vikings and had a game like last night's, the callers would probably say, oh, geez, you know, Zach, he's doing his best out there. It was a little chilly, but I still like the guy. I still give him a chance. Oh,
all joking aside, you say that, and it is, they're some of the nicest fans out there. That's a place where I almost feel like, all right, if you got a stable quarterback situation and you have a market that's not going to rip you to shreds like New York City can do to people or New Jersey can do to people, that I don't think Zach's NFL career by any means is over. I think there can be a Zach Wilson 2.0. I don't believe there can be a Zach Wilson 2.0 on the Jets, in that market, on that team, with that front office, with that locker room. But do I think that he's talented? Yeah. But I think it's also he's being held to the same to the standard of a Joe Burrow, who I think is special, to right now a Trevor Lawrence, who he played against yesterday. Or last night, that I think is special, to where maybe some of these guys take a little time in a new scheme and a new outlook. Let him become a backup quarterback for a little bit, learn the game a little bit more, learn how he's supposed to handle the highs and lows, Drew. Maybe that's the most important part of Zach Wilson, not so much the play, but how to handle himself as QB1.
And we heard two words there, talking about how to handle yourself from a personality perspective. Spoiled brat. Those were the two words we just heard in that latest rant from a Jets fan. Zach Wilson has not done himself any favors with how he's handled himself, at least publicly. Right? I mean, and specifically the press conference where someone asked him point blank, do you guys feel like you let the defense down today after the defense played great, offense couldn't score enough to win? And he said no. It was a one-word answer, and he said no. You compare that to other quarterbacks where even if you don't feel like you let the defense down, you still say it. You accept blame and deflect praise. And Zach Wilson, now listen, I ask everyone at home, everyone in the car listening right now, what were you like at 23, 24? Were you in a position to be a leader of a bunch of people who are mostly older than you are? Probably not. But that's what comes with being a quarterback in the NFL and being the number two pick.
Steve in Long Island, Luciano in California, Jared in Kansas. Hang tight. We'll take more of your phone calls and more of your tweets as well. This is Peter Burns, Drew Carter, and for Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, always presented by Progressive Insurance.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
It's the airing of Christmas in sports grievances here on ESPN Radio. But normally, Canty and Carlin. It is Peter Burns and Drew Carter. You can give us a call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You've got something to get off your chest. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Of course, ESPN Radio, always presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Drew, Trevor Lawrence is two things in my mind. One, he's going to be a transcendent quarterback, and I think we started to see the legend grow a little bit last night on the road. Not monster numbers, but good enough, and the Jags are surrounded him by some solid talent. He is also one of the stars of the ESPN Christmas spectacular that we are casting right now. Nice. He's my Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He legitimately playing the role of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The guy that's going to save the day, save the franchise, is that man, Trevor Lawrence. I'm all in for it. I'm all, like, he even had the red nose last night. Rudolph is going to be my Trevor Lawrence. He's like, the Jags are actually kind of a fun team. And it's like, as soon as all of a sudden that Urban left, it felt like it just freed everything for that organization.
Right. He was like, Urban Meyer was like the ghost of Christmas past for the Jags, where, you know, aside from the odd year here and there, they were a pretty down in the dumps franchise. So I like that pick. For my Rudolph, I'm going Geno Smith.
Ooh.
You know, all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names, right? They never let old Geno join in any reindeer games. As Geno says, they wrote me off, but I didn't write back. And speaking of the Jets and quarterbacks, we've done that a lot today. Geno Smith was another guy who fell victim to the Jets and the New York media machine. And now he's in Seattle, and Seattle orchestrated one of the great heists of all time.
It's unreal.
With that Russell Wilson trade, because they got an upgraded quarterback and a bunch of picks and got rid of a terrible contract, and it seems like the vibes are much better with the Seahawks. Geno Smith is the guy now. His nose lit up, and Pete Carroll, playing the role of Santa Claus here, said, "You're my guy." And now all of the other reindeer, they love old poor Rudolph.
Especially DK Metcalf, 76 yards away from his second 1,000-yard receiving season. Not too shabby there for DK. A lot of people thought, hey, DK going to be that guy? I don't know. How about the Grinch? If we're casting characters right now, who leads the way for the Grinch?
Now, I was tempted to say Dan Snyder, because the Washington owner is about as nasty as it gets. You know, it seems like he steals Christmas from Washington fans every year. But sticking with the Geno Smith theme, I'm going with John Schneider, the Seahawks GM, because he stole Christmas from Denver. Now, if you're a Broncos fan, you're not celebrating Christmas. You are miserable. All you want is Russell Wilson and some presents under the tree, and said you got a big fat lump of coal and you have to pay for it for the next 4 years.
I'm going to go a different way for my Grinch for casting this. I'm going to say it's Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron just kind of seems like the kind of person that would just ruin Christmas for people in just many different ways. But also because I think he ruins it for the Miami Dolphins this week, right? The Dolphins got to win at least the last three games, if not two of their last three, to become a playoff team. And I think this would be very Aaron Rodgers-ish, that the Packers, with a very outside shot of getting in, goes down to Miami, has a monster game, and just ruins it. Ruins it for Tua, ruins it for a Dolphins team that got off to a hot start and ended up kind of collapsing a little bit at the end. So to me, my Aaron Rodgers, or my Grinch, is going to be Aaron Rodgers. So you've got a couple of Seahawks. Do you have any characters not Seahawks in this list?
I do. Hey, listen, we went Rudolph Grinch, my two Seahawk picks. Does the Grinch like ayahuasca? Is that why you went with Aaron Rodgers there?
I think you would see the Grinch if you took that. I got to be honest with you. You would probably see the Grinch. Ebenezer Scrooge is
Ebenezer who? Scrooge. This was the easiest one for me. It was the first one I filled out in my cast list. I went to Syracuse University, where the basketball coach is a man by the name of Jim Boeheim, who is as Scroogey gets. After pretty much every game, the post-game press conference starts with "bah humbug" in as many words. So Boeheim's my Ebenezer. Who you got?
Did you see Tom Izzo getting a technical yesterday with a holiday sweater? It was awesome.
What? It was great. Just for wearing the holiday sweater?
No, he lost his mind, but it was just hilarious because he had this like joy to, you know, joy is the world and all like this positive message, and it's like a holiday sweater, and he's just ripping the referees.
That's awesome.
'Tis the season for technicals. Daniel Snyder is the one who gets my Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, and the
reason why I say that is low-key this week, the Commanders put out the video of the young man that made the All-Pro, I remember his last name. The video that came out of Ron Rivera talking about all the players making the Pro Bowl. And he made it as a special teams player, kid from South Alabama. And I started looking at that video along with Ron Rivera and thought, because Daniel Snyder has been there, Jeremy Reeves, by the way, thank you for the name. Like, he's been there so long, it's kind of just crushed that team. And Heineke's well-liked, right? Chase Young, I think, can be a star. There's Ron Rivera, people like him and what he's had to battle, that if you got rid of him, and I think there's definitely momentum that way as offers are go up, I think their low-key would be a liked team. That people
Absolutely.
Would kind of pull for them going, all right, now I can see clearly now that the rain is gone there in Washington.
Brian Robinson, too. What an amazing
Brian
story
Robinson,
this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. It is a very likable team, and I think a likable franchise whose fans deserve way better. Also, how about give them a real stadium that's actually in the DMV? Then maybe you could get some fans. Dude, it's like everything that organization does from the top is wrong. And, I mean, look at the Sean Taylor statue this year. It's like, what are we doing? I mean, it's one of the best players in your franchise history, gone way too soon. And you make him like a wire mannequin. It's so bad. Everything they do is so bad. So
I think that was the biggest deal when I went from covering collegiate sports to living in Denver, is I automatically thought when you were going to cover professional sports, you're going to cover the NFL, especially that way. And this is not necessarily a knock to the Denver Broncos, but it was also just NFL in general. I thought that they would be more professional and buttoned up. And I realized, actually, on the collegiate level, there was more of a hierarchy and more organization on sometimes on the college level. And even the facilities were better than they were on the NFL. The NFL, there was a lot of nepotism. There was a lot of good old boy if you knew the owner and you got a job, these guys are going to get you a couple of jobs. I thought everybody was going to be that much better. It's really not. Now, the product is better. The players are better. But the actual organizations themselves, they're not great.
Right.
Not great.
And speaking of organizations not great right now, I'm going to go to my cousin Eddie here.
Oh,
that's Russell Wilson. For the folks who have never seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, cousin Eddie shows up unannounced, uninvited. He wreaks havoc. He creates a mess. He dumps sewage everywhere. And for a large portion of the movie, sort of ruins Christmas for our main character, Clark Griswold. That's Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, nobody wants him there. He shows up unannounced, uninvited. He ruins it. He spews a bunch of crap everywhere, and he basically ruins the season. So Russell Wilson is my cousin Eddie.
And yet another Seattle connection here by Drew Carter. The only one I got for Cousin Eddie was my boy Dan Mullen, one of my good friends.
Oh,
because
great.
If you go back and look at Dan Mullen and Cousin Eddie, you're not going to be able to unsee it. And I love you, Dan. We'll talk to you in the family soon. He's Drew Carter. I'm Peter Burns. We'll have our Santa coming up and also some final thoughts on a big weekend around the NFL for playoff time. Peter Burns, Drew Carter. This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
No, this went that hard. Little John.
I gotta add this to my playlist. Oh my gosh. I'm ready for 4 more hours of radio after
Let's
this.
Go. Yeah, where was this? Where was this 2 hours ago? Peter Burns, Drew Carter here for Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. You can follow us at Drudel25. When are you going to change that Twitter account, by the way? It's so hard. Drewdle25. What are we doing here,
The
Drew?
Problem, PB, is I've got the legacy blue check, and I can't get rid of it.
Oh, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter ever. You're fine.
I want the gold check.
I don't even know what that is. At Peter Burns, ESPN is mine. You can always give us a call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. We got Patriots and Bengals tomorrow. That's going to be a great one. Coverage begins noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. One of the games that I can't figure out, because it's like if NFL was a college football playoff committee, they would have neither the Giants nor the Vikings probably in the top four, right? And yet here they are, right? Like if we were looking at, well, the resume, the eye test doesn't see it. I mean, it's crazy. Giants 8-2-1 in one score games so far this season, and the Vikings have 10 one score wins. Your Minnesota Vikings are weird enigma this season, Drew.
Oh, that's a great word to describe my Minnesota Vikings. They are 11-3. With a +2 point differential, which has to be some kind of record. The Detroit Lions actually have a better point differential this season at +5. And they're 7-7, and somehow in the wild card hunt, they're red hot. But the Vikings and the Giants, I mean, it's like something's got to give in the sense that one of these teams has to lose a close game, but you know it's going to be a close game because that's all these teams do is play tight ones.
It is incredible when you look at it with how, I mean, again, part of it is luck, but part of it is winning games. Sometimes on organizations as they come, you have to learn to win. I think the Jaguars are doing that right now, right? They're learning how to win late into the season, and Trevor Lawrence is learning how to lead, and we're seeing that. A team that I can't figure out because our guys over at ESPN say they may be one of the more dangerous teams, but I still don't buy it or the Lions right now. They're going to be here in Charlotte taking on the Panthers. The Panthers don't have a whole heck of a lot more to play for right now, even though they're in the dismal NFC South. I know, it's crazy to think about. But are you on this hype train for the Detroit Lions right now? That Dan Campbell's squad can get this done? Because I just can't get there yet.
No, and I'm with you. In terms of potentially making the playoffs? Yeah, maybe. I mean, you look at it's just a shame that they're not in the NFC South because they would have basically locked it up by now just by being 500. It'll be them and the two NFC East teams, the Giants and the Commanders, plus the Seahawks all in the mix, the Packers kind of looming with Aaron Rodgers. I know you think they'll have a nice game against the Dolphins, but no, not really buying it from Detroit. You know, as much as I think Dan Campbell is fun and almost like a caricature and was a great, you know, character for Hard Knocks and all that, I don't know that they necessarily have the mettle in close games to win enough to make the playoffs. Plus, Jared Goff, it's like
he hasn't been throwing the interceptions. I mean, and it's not as if they're protecting him either. They're letting him chunk it around. He still hasn't had, what, I think 4 straight games he hasn't thrown a pick.
I just don't know if I can buy stock. Like, I don't know if I can jump on that. It's been like the stock has been like a negative price for basically his entire career. And now it's rising super fast. And you have a chance to get in when it's still really low. I'm still not doing it. It's like Bitcoin. I don't want
to. I'll wait. And then you know what's going to happen? It's going to top out, and then you'll buy it at the top of the market, and then it'll absolutely slide. All right. It is time for a little three and out. Cam, take it away.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and and out.
Quick stat correction, Jared Goff, 6 straight games without an interception. Woo! So pretty impressive stuff
from Dak Prescott
this season. Yeah.
Selling Goff
7
short.
Picks in 4 games. All right, guys, we had Joe Thomas, the future Hall of Famer, on earlier today, channeling a late NFL legend. Listen to this.
And now I got the answer. Boom. The ball is coming out on time.
Peter, did that not sound like John Madden to
that's
you?
Give it to me one more time now that I know that's John Madden that we were talking to, not Joe Thomas.
And now I got the answer. Boom. Boom. The ball is coming out on time.
Talk about one of my favorite Christmas gifts. I got the John Madden football game. That was like the first computer game that you had that you could actually design plays. Oh,
right.
Boom. It's great.
You fired that one up on your computer that filled up the entire room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a 286 with like an EGA monitor, like old school computer geek. So exactly what I'm talking about back then. That and Earl Weaver baseball. Earl Weaver baseball. You would be down in the game, and you could ask Earl Weaver advice, like with F7 on the keyboard, and Earl's like, "Well, you're down 4. You can't score them all unless you got players on base. Take a pitch."
How about Abner Doubleday's stickball?
Yeah. Naismith's like round ball versus Jordan.
That was
EA Sports.
That was good stuff from Joe Thomas. I was more interested in the Beaver conversation with Joe Thomas, but the Madden part was fun.
And now I got the answer. Boom. Boom. The ball is coming out on time.
All right, how about this, guys? The 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception today. Drew, the Steelers' Twitter account tweeting as if the game was live. Of course, the late, great Franco Harris passed a few days ago. So in honor of Franco, live tweeting the Immaculate Reception 50 years ago. You like this?
Yeah, I was confused by it when I opened Twitter. I'm like, was there NFL football on today? And we've just been locked in the radio studio and completely missed it. I kind of like it, though. Why not? Honor the legend.
I will say this. It is a good lesson for everyone, and not just the Steelers, but honor the legends you have right now, right? There's a lot of people here this Christmas that wish they had their Christmas with loved ones, and like so often we forget to tell people, like Mike Leach, and forget to tell these sports characters, like, hey, man, this is cool. Whether or not it's somebody in your life. Drew Carter, I've appreciated the last 4 hours with you.
Yeah,
if you never hear from me again, it's been a fantastic day on Canty and Carlin.
This has been a lot of fun, PB. Thanks for making me feel at home. Listen to some Christmas music, please. You'll warm up to it. It's okay.
As long as you agree to change your Twitter account from Drudel25. You can follow me on Twitter at Peter Burns, ESPN. Hey, seriously, we love you. Thanks for listening to us on ESPN Radio. Have a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. Here from Drew Carter, Peter Burns, here on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
Canty and Carlin, weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.